Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Okay.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We again got much to talk about. We have much to talk about, and it's interesting. We have been talking about the Freemasons, Illuminati, spiritualists, mysticists. Did they establish this country? Well, this is going to be part two of that, and I've got enough text, friends, where I've literally taken this book and I've rewritten it so I could take notes on everything and pulling every rug concerning, in comparison, the lies that have been told the American people concerning who our four fathers were, and it's the difference between day and night and heaven and hell. And somehow or another, people want to believe that our forefathers were a bunch of spiritualists, a bunch of mysticists, a bunch of a bunch of guys hanging out at some sort of frat party, designing with Satan in the center of the circle, telling them how they're supposed to go ahead and undermine the nation. And it's absolutely just the exact opposite. It's not the Illuminati. And Freemasons, friends, Freemasonry has been completely redefined, revised in so many different ways. And I'm not going to go over the whole show from yesterday. So if you want to check out that show, that in part is the groundwork. And we've got more groundwork to lay today. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. And I'm actually anticipating it because, again, I'm under attack by people that haven't even heard, 80% of what is left to talk about concerning were our forefathers a bunch of cultists, a bunch of Satanists. And I'm just here in a nutshell to tell you absolutely not, just the exact opposite. Okay, so we're going to get to that in just a moment. If you want to call in, I would love to hear words of wisdom. And that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. Go over there, subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, subscribe to SOL Radio Live. You can get our news feed, live feed, our media feed. You can go ahead and check us out whenever you'd like to. Play your reruns, go back to other shows, so on and so forth. That's all available on that channel. Also, go over to that beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And before we get going here, which is going to be almost right now, I do want to tell you that if you see links on or certain topics are brought up in the live chat, I know that we have some friends out there that are going to take those links and they're going to post them to the comment section, because we don't want readers while we're going going forward and highlighting the truth of the matter when it comes to our forefathers. That will be in the comment section for those that are online. One more time, if you want to call in, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And folks, that's where we're at. We follow the Christ here, okay? Because he sets us free, John 8:32. Without him, we are nothing. We are enslaved. We are reprobates. We're abandoned to our sin. He comes in and he, what? Redeems us through his blood, and redeeming us back to the Father that we might be joint heirs with Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so let's get to this again because there's so much content. And I want to make sure we can get this all on the radio, okay? Masons are this. Listen carefully. Masons are stone layers. The original masons, friends, are stone layers, brick layers. These are the ones that built cathedrals. These are the ones that built churches. Stone layers. They're builders. Construction workers. Has nothing to do with being a part of a cult. That's what a mason is, okay? A Freemason, the original, friends, the original Freemasons were those that left their home to go to a different part of the continent, okay? And when they did that, they would meet at places called the Lodge. So in other words, they didn't have a home to go back to, so what they did is they got together with other Freemasons that were a part of different parts of the country meeting, and what they would do, friends, the original Masons and Freemasons, they would get together and they would have church. That's what a Mason was. That's what Freemasonry is, okay? They're brick layers. That answers a thousand questions for a lot of people right there. Like, how did our forefathers go from being bricklayers and being a part of the Freemasonry to becoming cultists and Satanists, and they're a part of the Illuminati, and they set up the freest nation 250 years later, here we are, to undermine us? How much sense does that? I mean, folks, the revisionists, again, they want you to believe that the apple tree bears forth oranges on its branches. And orange trees bear forth apples on their branches. That just doesn't happen. Read Matthew 7:16-20. You know them by the fruit that they bear. Okay, so let's pick up from right there so we can all understand as to where we're at. And then we're going to go into part two, which we're just a minute away from. From the 1730s to the American Revolution and until approximately 1813, American Freemasonry was an organization that not only adhered to, but even required Orthodox Christian doctrinal teachings as a part of its practices. Okay? Incidentally, an error of many critics examining this period, and an error that must be addressed, is the tendency to assess American Freemasonry during the founding era by pointing to the practices of the highly deistical, paganized, and secularized European Freemasonry of the same time period. Okay? The likeness is no more accurate than comparing the American Republic with the French Republic. Both were republics, but the similarity concerning the ends of with the word republic doesn't mean anything, because as Thomas Jefferson forcefully proclaimed back in the 1700s, the comparison of our government with those of Europe are like a comparison of heaven and hell. One had the Lord as the ruler and the other didn't, but yet they both called themselves by the same name. Okay, so we need to make distinction here, friends. I mean, today a lot of people call themselves Christians, but they're not, right? They act more like the devil than they do Christ, right? That's a lack of Christianity. Well, so we must put this in the balance of what we're talking about today. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so I just want to hit this off really quick, okay? Yesterday when I was talking about this, we're talking about our forefathers. Were they what the revisionists would have you believe that they are today, right? Are they a part of the Illuminati? No. Are they spiritualists? No. Are they mysticists? No. Okay, but that's what you've been told that they are, right? Matter of fact, I have a friend of ours who had sent some information which came from a professed Christian man, and I could say his name, and I've thrown up flags about this guy for a long time, but I want you to look at this. He wrote in his book that the Freemasonry of the 1700s is still basically the same as that of today. You, sir, are incorrect at every given level, as I've already explained. Yesterday's show really broke down the difference between Freemasonry then and Freemasonry now. I also want to make clear, if anybody's wondering, am I trying to justify Freemasonry? Absolutely not. The Bible says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We're called to be Christians. We're not called to be a part of this and a part of that and a part of this and take all those names and put them on ourselves. Absolutely. Absolutely not. But what I am doing is making distinctions so you can understand. You know, I highly doubt that they were walking around with their Mason jackets on, trying to tell everybody, talking about our forefathers, Mason jackets on, telling everybody about how they love to lay bricks. I highly doubt that's what they were doing in any sense of the word. Well, the revisionists have you believing that it went from laying bricks and to be construction workers to them being a part of some satanic organization, a secret society, an historic, like they were the enlightened ones. Not at all. Not at all. But here again, we have said Christians writing in their books that the Freemasonry of the 1700s is still basically the same as that of today. Not even close. Shame on you. And yet they go out there and they throw it out there and they act like it's okay and this is normal. I mean, it's almost like they put a stain on their own character. I mean, as if should we sit back and try to find fault and side with politicians today that are trying to upend everything our forefathers established through their Christian faith? Hebrews 13:7. Well, that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. I'm talking about professed Christians. Well, they're trying to put questions in the minds of the people about our forefathers. You got to put questions in your mind about them for trying to put a stain on their character when that wasn't them at all. Where did you get your information from? Again, the Lord said, you know them by their fruit, not by what the revisionists have to say. Those that lack Christianity and what they think that they know about our forefathers. My goodness, folks, again, look at the fruit on the tree. That is the only way that you are to judge a man, period. And that applies to all of us, okay? It applies to all of us. As a matter of fact, when people say, well, who are you? I say, well, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I said, you judge us. That's our fruit. That's how you're supposed to judge us. Okay? That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. But again, we see these professors going around and trying to act out and go ahead and throw things out there about who they were when in fact that's not at all who they were. Let me just give you a case in point. I was out in Williamsburg. This is crazy. I mean, Jamestown. I was at Yorktown. I was in Williamsburg. And going to Williamsburg, I remember going there. We were at the courthouse, and there was a reenactment historian there. I never met her a day in my life. And I just said, well, why such a severe punishment for lying? Because if you lied in court, they would take a big pea and burn it on your hand. She said they would put that on your hand to let the other colonies know that you're not to be trusted. And she said that's not the only thing we would do. We would take them, those that lied, and we'd also put their head in stocks, and we'd put earmarks. They'd put a nail in their ear for an hour. They'd bleed out. Sometimes it would rip their ear out, and then they would go to the other side because they were bringing them to public repentance. Either they were going to be repentant or they were going to shamefully go on in their sinful lifestyle, which the colonies didn't tolerate at all. And why didn't they tolerate it? Because of the price that they paid. The price that they seen that was paid to get them to the current position. This reenactment historian said to me, unsolicited, she said, because when the forefathers established what's going on here in Williamsburg back in the 1700s, they ruled themselves according to canon law, according to ecclesiastical law, common law, God's Torah. And she said the forefathers were very severe with the smallest offenses because they wanted them to repent while they had time to repent on this earth before they ended up in hell. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? My goodness. And we get off talking about things like this. To me, what we're talking about right now is completely irrelevant. It totally is irrelevant, but I have so many people asking me to break this down for them, so I'm going to do my best in going forward to do just that, okay? I want to go on and say that I just ended part one with the likeness between the republics of the French Republic and the American Republic, just to show you that there's different definitions, and they bore different fruits during that time. The likeness is no more accurate than comparing the American Republic with the French Republic, because both were republics, but the similarity ends with the word republic. And Thomas Jefferson forcefully proclaimed making distinction between American government and European government during that time. He said it's like a comparison of heaven and hell. Okay, it's the difference between heaven and hell. So moving forward, American Masonry was moving away from Orthodox Christianity. Why? Because their roster, their memberships were falling off. No one was interested in being a part of that, so much so, because the churches and the cathedrals got to the point where there was enough built. And then what happens is they don't need those masons or Freemasons anymore to build anymore because they were already built. So what happens? Their membership goes down. So in the process, what did they do? They started to open the doors up to those that had no idea what masonry was about. You could have asked them, what is masonry? They couldn't even have told you what it was. And who are the doors opened up to? Well, to those that were noble, like the politicians and the kings and so on and so forth. So the door swung wide open. So now everybody could become a part of the club. And that's when things started getting weird, friends. A number of American prominent elder statesmen who had been associated with Masonry in its early years denounced the change that had occurred in that organization and recanted their own affiliations. Why? Because they seen that they were falling away from what? Orthodox Christianity. Okay, so it began to transition into something that it was not at all. Once was when William Wirt, from 1772 to 1834, he was an attorney general of the United States. Wirt had become a Mason early in life, but later became an active crusader against Masonry. He commented on the dramatic changes that had occurred in Masonry during his lifetime. He said, "I continually regarded Masonry as nothing more than a social and charitable club designed for the promotion of good feelings among its members and for the pecuniary relief of their indigenous brethren. I have indeed thought very little about it for 30 years, but now, if this be Masonry, now what it's become, as according to this uncontradicted evidence, it seems to be," he said, "I have no hesitation in saying that I consider it to be at war with the fundamental principles of the social compact as treason against society, a wicked conspiracy against the laws of God and man, which ought to be put down." So once the change took place and it occurred, people began to stand up and denounce it and saying, that is not what I used to be a part of. Okay? So a perusal of important writings of American Freemasonry irrefutably documents its uncompromisingly Christian nature. Here, let me give you some examples. This is the best road to go down. Consider, for example, the Masonic Ahram Razan, the title which is taken from the Hebrew, first printed in 1756. This work established American Masonic constitutions or rules of governance. That early authoritative Masonic guidebook set forth a model prayer for the use in the American lodges. Remember what the lodges were for. Most holy and glorious Lord God, in thy name we assemble and meet together, most humbly beseeching thee to bless us in all our undertakings, that we may know and serve thee in a right, that all our doings may tend to thy glory and thy salvation of our souls. This we humbly beg in the name and for the sake of who? Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We've got a lot to cover, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson had a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Louisiana Republican reaffirming unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister. The Federal Reserve has decided to keep interest rates stable for now. Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. With another possible government shutdown looming, lawmakers have put together a $1.2 trillion government funding package with over 1,000 pages of legislative text. They're working to get that passed ahead of Friday's deadline. Corey Myers, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take these phone calls really quick. We got Chris calling in from Virginia. Chris, do me a favor. Let's make it as quick as possible. I got a lot of information to dump. I'm just beginning to step into it. So what say you, my friend?
Well, this one I was going to say, ask you to provide just a few more examples of fruits that you see in other people.
As far as the forefathers go?
Well, no, as far as just generally people you meet on the street every day, people in your life, just like, could you just give like maybe just a few examples, other examples of fruits that someone's a Christian?
Oh, well, I mean, if you walk in righteousness, the Bible tells us in 1 John then that you are righteous because he is righteous. And I'm thinking of 1 John chapter 3. Read that whole chapter. And really what it comes down to is those that do righteousness are righteous. And you know them by their fruit. And there's so many different ways to take this. But I'm going to get more to it concerning this topic.
Gotcha.
I'll answer your question. In answering your question, I'm going to get to more of what you're asking me right now. Hopefully today. We'll see what happens. If not, it's for sure going to be tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Totally appreciate it. Michael, please make it really quick. I'm trying to dump as much information as I can on the topic. It's all yours, my friend.
Yes, sir. So I just want to show another example of the conversion between the good Freemasons and the bad. So a lot of fairy tales have been spread about our founding fathers like George Washington. So I contrast him to Harry Truman. In Dr. Stanley Monteith's book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Dr. Monteith asserts that Harry Truman found it more gratifying to be a 33rd degree Mason than being president. Also, when the Chinese Democrat nationalists were fighting the communists for control of the country, Dr. Monteith asserts that Truman sent them rifles without firing pins, rendering the weapons useless, therefore giving the win to the communists. So, you know, we have lots of fairy tales, Bradley, and we're in a bad spot, right? We have people that deny 9/11 was an inside job, but then we have people that want to tell you the Earth is flat and the lunar landings didn't happen. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? So truth versus fairy tale, people in the middle like me that know the truth are in a very bad spot.
Yeah, okay. Well, I want to keep this in line because you just opened up a can of worms on three different issues, and I could dump on you in all three of those. But for the sake of time, your point is taken, so thank you for the call. I was just highlighting the fact that once the forefathers began to see what the Masons became, they all of a sudden stood up together against them, and they began to denounce it, and they were saying that it was basically a wicked conspiracy against the laws of God and man. That's not how it started, okay? And again, it had nothing to do with a bunch of politicians that were now painted in the light of being Illuminati or spiritualists or mysticists, and the list goes on. I mean, folks, can we be done with the show right there? We know what a Mason is. It's a stone layer. And what were they set up for? What were the lodges set up for? So they could come together, namely the Freemasonry, for those Freemasons who were a part of different parts of the continent that had to go other places to build. That was their meeting place. And what did they do at those meeting places? Well, they brought in preachers. And how could it be otherwise when it was all predicated and premised on the Word of God? I mean, this is craziness. Another guy comes forward, William Word. I highlighted him a moment ago. He was the Attorney General of the United States. He said, "I continually regarded Masonry as nothing more than a social and charitable club." Isn't that what I just said? Designed for the promotion of good feelings among its members. He said, "I have indeed thought very little about it for 30 years, but now if this be Masonry, as according to this uncontradicted evidence it seems to be, I have no hesitation in saying that I consider it to be at war with the fundamental principles of the social compact." This was the new form of those that called themselves Masons or Freemasons who had nothing to do with laying bricks. So, what enters in at this point? Confusion. Of course, confusion by design. Let's go on. "A perusal of important writings of American Freemasonry irrefutably documents the uncompromisingly Christian nation, or the nature." Listen carefully. "Consider the Masonic individual back in 1756, Mr. Razan. He said, the work established American Masonic constitutions or rule of governments, that early authority Masonic guidebook set forth a model prayer for us and in use in the American lodges." What was that prayer? "Most holy and glorious Lord God, in thy name we assemble and meet together, most humbly beseeching thee to bless us in all of our undertakings, that we may know and serve thee aright, that all our doings may tend to thy glory and the salvation of our souls. This we must humbly beg in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen." Does that sound like a bunch of Illuminati? Really? I mean, are they going to sit there and meditate upon the Word of God and promote Satanism? While people, I mean, really, you got to ask yourself, are people really that backwards? No. Yes. I want to believe no, but that's not where we're at today. You should see the comments coming at me by people, friends. I mean, I'm into the second day of this, and I've got literally 60 pages of this. I mean, one lady yesterday, she comes at me and acting as if I'm promoting the Illuminati. She listens to 1 minute of it. She catches a little piece of it. She doesn't listen to me in context. So what does she do? She goes down and posts about how I'm off base and I'm promoting this, that, and the other thing. And I'm friends with Albert Pike. We'll get to him in a moment as well, hopefully. just so you can understand from my position what I get to see, the emails that I receive. You know, on the other hand, I want to say this too. And then there's others that I'm exposing right now that have been lying to you, telling you that our forefathers are what they want you to believe they were. They're attacking me too. They're telling me, I don't know this, I don't know that, I don't know history. This morning at 5:30 in the morning, I get a long email from somebody, from a Mason, telling me this, that, and the other thing, a 3.5-minute read. And it's like, dude, I'm on my foundational points right now. I've got like 3 or 4 more parts to go, and you're already attacking me. Oh, I'll get to you. I'll get to you. It's like they would rather have everybody believe their lies than having a guy like me pull the rug from all of their lies. That's exactly what it is. They're like a bunch of politicians in the church. Whatever sells the most, that's what they want to keep selling. No, the Bible says buy the truth and sell it not. Not that they are the way around. So we got to hold things into context here. Well, the current practice of Freemasonry studiously avoids the use of the name Jesus today and official references to Christianity and lodge activities or prayers. It was just the opposite for the American lodges. What is hard to understand about this? For example, in 1749, Charles Brockwell reminded a Masonic lodge that whoever is an upright Mason can neither be an atheist, deist, or libertine, for he is under the strictest obligation to be a true Christian. A true Christian. William Hutchinson, 1775. Here it is, friends. Spirit of Freemason, similarities, and similarly stated, the Master Mason represents a man under the Christian doctrine, saved from the grave of iniquity. Listen carefully as to what he says. And raised to the faith of salvation, only a spiritual man could have said what he just said. As the great testimonial that we are risen from the state of corruption, we bear the emblem of the Holy Trinity in the insignia of our vows. Whoa! Whoa! Listen to that. Even in 1818, less than a decade before the dramatic turn in the Masonic philosophy was manifested, the Christian nature of Freemasonry was still being openly advanced. For example, a Masonic work published that year in New York by Salem Towne admonished American Freemasons to be bold in publicizing the foundation is to be laid in evangelical truth. That work further declared the scriptures of the Old and New Testament are now received and acknowledged by all Christians to be given by divine inspiration. Does that sound like what you've been told? Nope. No, see, folks, facts are stubborn things, aren't they? Nope. All those people that are trying to paint a picture of our forefathers are getting all their information from the revisionists and the propagandists, trying to equate them to look just like what you see today. Wait a second, can I ask you a common sense question? Do you see that the modern day politician is at war, attempting to upend all the rights that God gave us through our forefathers? Is that what they're doing? Folks, I'm asking the question, is that what they're doing today? I don't think anybody can deny what I just said. The modern-day politicians at war with what our forefathers established under God. They were the ones that taught us our rights come from God, not the generosity of the state. And our said representative government, they work for us as long as we're obedient to God. And we lose that, we're done. And that's why they're trying to revise your history, because they want you to attack the forefathers. And that's another question you need to ask yourself. Why are they so bent set on rewriting the history of who our forefathers were? Let me ask you another question. Why are they pulling down statues of our Christian forefathers? Why are they pulling down pictures? Why are they revising all of this into modern theology that fits their revised propaganda version of the theologians that they like to call themselves? Folks, again, the writing's on the wall, no pun intended, but the facts are the facts, regardless if we want to see it that way or not. We're going to come right back. We're going to keep rocking this thing. Freemasonry and our founding forefathers.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so this is the book that I've been reading. It's called Freemasonry and the Founding Forefathers. Okay, it's written by the Wall Builders, and it's written by David Barton. And interestingly enough, we had a Christian author. He calls himself a Christian. And, you know, a lot of times... And I'm going to make my point here that, you know, when you look at people that are intellectual, they're like the philosopher type. Isn't it interesting that when you look at the famous philosophers, like Socrates and the list goes on, isn't it interesting that all the good points they make, they rip them off from Jesus? Anybody pay attention to that? Anybody notice that? Yeah, me too. And I want to go to the other side of that. It's interesting that when you get around some of these intellectual philosophers, many of them, just like James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, had rightly said, he said, philosophers, he said, what is philosophy? He said, it's just common sense with big words. And I want to tell you, then there's the other group that they call themselves philosophers or intellectuals. They just want to show everybody how smart they are. And they use all of these words just to make themselves or to draw attention to themselves again to show you how smart they are. People write books about what we're talking about right now. When I read this book three different times, I said to my family, I said, you know what? I can put in one sentence exactly what the people need to know. But for the sake of giving them all the information to dispel and to remove all the lies that have been lodged into their hearts, I'm giving you this download step by step by step by step so you can understand that all these intellectuals and these revisionists and these propagandists, they are blatantly lying to you. Now, I'm saying all that to go back to this point. David Barton's the one that wrote this book. He's got a lot riding on this, doesn't he? Wouldn't you think? But you know what's also interesting is here's this said Christian author who said David Barton minimizes the framers' Masonic connections, as do nearly all Christian constitutionalists, pointing out there were differences between the Masonry of their day and our own. Masonry has evolved, but not enough to dismiss the framers' Masonic connections. I really don't understand what you don't understand. And of course, this author, he's going on with all of these words to show everybody how smart he is. But my son knows the difference between night and day. And it really, truly is that simple. To suggest that our forefathers were a bunch of cult members, you better understand that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and the Lord God of Israel will not bless unrighteousness. The Bible says sin is a reproach to any nation. And here we are, we're called the light of the world. And isn't it interesting that when people come from all over the world, isn't it interesting how they go to Washington, D.C.? And when they go to Washington, D.C., what do they see? Our Christian heritage. Which, by the way, is being stricken as we speak. They don't want people to understand that. Hey, folks, what we do have, which is right in front of our face, and I've made reference to it 1,000 times, go into the Supreme Court, look above their heads, what do you see? Go onto the national floor, what do you see right above their heads? Why is it all one nation under God? Why is it that the courts start out and adjourn with a preacher that's been there since 1777? Can somebody help me? Why do they have Moses and the Ten Commandments above their heads, saying justice is the guardian of liberty, right under Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments? Isn't it interesting when you look across the Potomac River that you see all those Christian crosses above the heads of our fallen soldiers? Isn't it interesting that when you look at every preamble in the United States of America, it acknowledges the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Isn't it interesting, those that serve we the people in government, they swear to uphold the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. So help me God is how they end that oath. Numbers 30 verse 2, Deuteronomy 23 verse 23. Do you want me to keep going here? And notice they put their hand on the Bible. Well, why would they do that? Because George Washington started that. During his inaugural address, the Capitol used to be in New York, P.S., just so you know, posted script. And it's interesting, after he gave his oath during the inauguration, he picked up Deuteronomy 28 and he kissed Deuteronomy 28. Does anybody know what Deuteronomy 28 is? It's the blessings and the curses. That's when the Lord is blessing America. Because our forefathers understood who it was that bestowed the freedoms upon themselves. Oh, wait a second, folks. We're not even close to the end of this. Wait until you hear some of the stuff Ben Franklin has said. Wait until you hear about Thomas Jefferson and other forefathers that you have been told they're deists and they're occultists and so on and so forth. Oh, my goodness. Their writings don't align. Their fruit doesn't align to any of this nonsense. My goodness. And you know what? If there is failures, which I'm sure there is, where there's jot and tittles, where you don't see the Lord in their life, isn't it interesting? Even on the top of their caskets, there's scripture on top of their caskets. I mean, do you think a Satanist is going to do that again? You know, I'm just going to keep going back to this, and I feel like I'm rehashing common sense here. When I'm giving you simplicity, which when that word comes, it should bring light. So let's move on here. And I hope I finished that last point. If I went off on that branch and cut it off behind me, sorry about that. Hence, all Christendom quotes the authority of this book in all matters of religious faith and practice, period. To this also we appeal as a standard for the correctness and sanctity of our principles. Masonic faith acknowledges the Holy Bible to be the Word of God and that it was written by persons divinely inspired and reveals the whole duty of man. I know what I was going to say. In spite of us, the Lord's going to have His way. In spite of our forefathers, their shortcomings, the Lord's going to bless us if He intends to bless us regardless of men. That's the point I wanted to make. In 1818, the Masonic work then concluded, above all, it is not, neither can it be a secret, that a good Mason is of necessity truly and emphatically a Christian. Remember what a Mason was, a bricklayer. One that built buildings. I mean, that should have ended the show right there, right, guys? When I brought that up, what a Mason is a bricklayer. Well, a Mason today, you can ask a Mason today what a bricklayer is, and he's probably going to be lost. I have no idea. I'm just a Mason. You have some real geniuses in these lodges today, right? In 1776, Dr. Smith, a prominent Episcopalian theologian, preached a 1778 sermon to the Freemasons of Pennsylvania, reminding them that when our Master, Christ, shall come again to reward the faithful workmen and servants, let us remember that it will be assuredly asked, were we of Christ Jesus. Again, remember who the minister was addressing, Masons, bricklayers. Interesting to note, Thomas Paine, he was noted as the least religious forefather. He said, certainly one of the greatest critics of Christianity he was, stated in his work, Origins of Freemasonry, that the Christian religion and Masonry have worn in the same common origin. Paine also claimed that the symbols of the early Masonic lodges were representatives of Jesus Christ. So it's like being a part of a union, right? You got a union jacket on. And when you got a union jacket on, you go have a point of meeting or quorum or whatever you want to call it. You go somewhere and you have a meeting. It doesn't mean that I'm not a father. It doesn't mean I'm not a husband. It doesn't mean that I'm a Christian. I'm not separating that. I'm just a part of that union. That's what this is. The Masons were a part of, these bricklayers were a part of the union called the Masons. And then what it turned into and what it's transpired into is completely out of sight and out of mind. It has nothing to do at all with what a Mason is. Historians confirm that the spread of Masonry across the Atlantic formed part of the 18th century. The Anglicans of American elites and the Episcopalian clergymen had been among the first ministers to address and attend American Masonic meetings. Again, I want to say it again, the Masonic meetings were a bunch of bricklayers meeting at what? The Union Hall. It is therefore not surprising that so many of the Masonic founding forefathers or active Episcopalians, including Constitutional Convention delegates George Washington, John Blair, Rufus King, Edmund Randolph, William Pierce, and Declaration signer William Hooper. Okay, that's where we're going to pick up tomorrow. Again, we got a lot of information. We're just breaking it down little by little. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.